So you're getting close to retirement and you're starting to think about, okay, how much do I have? What am I going to need in retirement? And then you look at the market. It's a little bit volatile as it has been the last few years. So what should you do as you prepare for retirement? Should you move it to cash? Should you get more conservative? Should you change your approach? We'll try to answer that next. Welcome into the YouTube channel. I'm Ben George with John Stillman at Rosewood Wealth Management. John, the market's up and down. That's what the market does, right? And so for people getting close to retirement, there comes a time we have to start shifting your mindset, start thinking about your approach to investing in the market. Pretty common scenario, right?
Well, let's first provide some context onto when we're having this conversation. In case somebody is watching this on YouTube in the year 2047, or maybe this is on a DVD in the bargain bin at Ollie's outlet. So right now it's what, spring of 2024. So let's just recap the last 4 years, right? We came into 2020, pretty good year. Looked like it was going to be fine. Then suddenly between mid-February and mid-March of 2020, when the pandemic started, we lost 30% of everything. Some stuff was down 60%, but pretty much everything in the market was down at least 30%. Well, that climbed back up by the end of summer of that same year. We'd recovered all those losses. So it was a very quick downturn and a very quick recovery. Raced up through the rest of 2020. 21, strong, really good year. 2022, really bad year. 2023 started out slow. And then later in the year, it ended really well. So 2023 as a whole was a really good year. But most of those gains were just in the last couple of months of the year. 2024 has started out well. We have an election coming up this year. Who knows where it goes from here? So when somebody says the market's been volatile recently, I would assume they're talking about the course of the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so here's the scenario I want to work through today, a question we have to run by you that we're going to talk through here in this video. So from Randall, I haven't decided on a specific retirement day yet, but I'm hopeful it'll be sometime in the next 4 years. With all the recent volatility, as we've just kind of highlighted here, should I just move my retirement savings into cash until everything blows over?
Well, I would never advise somebody to move money to cash unless it's for a specific purpose. So this idea of, well, I don't want to lose what I have, I'm just going to move it to cash, that's almost always pretty short-sighted thinking. Now, I have clients who I have moved money to cash in the last couple of months, but it's for a particular purpose. Like as an example, I got an email last week. It's from a lady who's about to buy a townhouse in a few months. And she said, I'm going to need X amount for the down payment. I said, well, you know what? At the time that we're having this conversation, your investment account is at an all-time high. It was an all-time high in the market that very day. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell enough so that we can just leave it in cash until 3 months from now when you actually need it. But now we know we will have sold at an all-time high, and the cash is there for your down payment. See, that's for a very specific reason that we went to cash. Now, it could continue to go up for the next 3 months, and then we missed out on a little bit of gain. Okay, not ideal, but not the end of the world. Whatever it might have gained in those 3 months would not be a life-changing amount of money. However, could we have a life-changing loss in those 3 months, and now it's much harder to generate the money for the down payment? Yeah, we absolutely could. Again, think about that February and March of 2020. If we lost that much in a short period of time, yeah, we're going to wish we'd put that money in cash. So I'm never going to sweat out having lost some upside if the time that we sold was an all-time high. If it goes up even higher than that, fine. But if we got out when it was at a high, I'm not losing any sleep over any potential loss there. But again, we're only doing that for a specific reason. Not, well, I'm about to retire, I need to be more conservative. Well, yeah, it might be true that you need to be more conservative. However, there are much better ways to do that than just, well, let me take it all to cash. Because two things. One, there are just better ways to be conservative than just sitting in cash, for one. And secondly, just because you're retiring soon, that doesn't mean that all of your money needs to be conservative. If you're in your 60s or maybe 70 and you're retiring, well, unless you plan to die in 2 years, you're not going to use all of your money in the next couple of years, right? You need it to last probably 20 years. And so we need some money that's still growing, that's still on that long-term track, so that you can have it when you're 90 with some growth, as opposed to just, well, everything now just has to sit in a money market account because I'm retired. That's not what we want. So we're only moving to cash if it's for a specific event, usually something that's happening in your life. We're not moving to cash because, well, we think the market's going to turn down soon. That's usually not a good reason, because now you have to guess, when do I get out of the market? Now, when do I get back into the market? We got to guess twice, and we got to be right twice. Very unlikely to happen. So if there's a specific reason in your life to move to cash, fine, let's do it. But let's just not do it just because we're scared.
That 4 years isn't the finish line, right? It's well beyond that. So keeping that in mind. So if you have questions, you want to work through a strategy for yourself as you're getting close to retirement, 4 years, John, is the time you should be having these conversations with someone like yourself, right? To try to figure out where you are, where you need to go, what the plan of attack is as you get into retirement, and then how do you take things from there?
Yeah, at the very least, you should be having the conversation by then. In a lot of cases, the earlier we can start, the better. I mean, there are a lot of people where we've really started enacting a plan 10 years before they retire, and we're getting money moved into different accounts so that by the time they retire, they're going to be in a very tax-efficient position. But we can't do it all in 1 year. We got to do it little bits at a time, and sometimes we need that longer timeline. But yeah, if you're within a couple of years, less than 5 years from retiring, and you don't really have a framework yet for how all this is going to work, then yes, it's time to have a conversation.
All right, very good. Well, you can have that conversation by going to meetwithjohn.com. Pick out a time on his calendar over at Rosewood Wealth Management, and you'll be off and running there. But if you prefer to call or text, you can do so at 800-545-2991. Again, leave us a comment if you're watching on YouTube, and we'll try to answer those questions in future episodes. Plus, if you are not watching on YouTube, we encourage you to come on over, see John's face, and come and join the conversation over on YouTube as well. But we appreciate everyone for listening or watching wherever it is you do so, and we'll have another video coming soon, so stay tuned.
Carolina Wealth Stewards, doing business as Rosewood Wealth Management, is a registered investment advisor in the state of North Carolina. The material presented is intended to be general information and should not be construed by any consumer as the rendering of personalized investment advice.